This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. Anthony is a happy man because he gets to play the song again. He is got his left hand up. He is beaming, frankly, from ear to ear. Anthony, you're just a happy fella today.
Happy, Craig. I haven't felt this way in so long. So long. Thanks. I'm 28 years old. And, I'm extremely happy, man.
I get it. The football team that we talk about every single day, the football team you've been rooting for your whole life, they're good at football. Just how good? I say we start breaking it down. You know how we do on a Monday? It's time for First and 10.
It's time to get the breakdown started. 1, 2, 3, 3. First up, 10 observations.
Stuck his eye and just boom, put it right on the ground.
It's First and 10.
Well, hot damn, would you look at that? Would you look at what the Washington Commanders did yesterday? They did something that is the stated goal of what they want to be. And that is where we start the breakdown. Not a win, Anthony, but let's go ahead and hit that number one.
Number one,
they broke the Arizona Cardinals' spirit. They flat out had them looking mystified, gassed, just not interested by the end of that game. And that's human nature when the score is 42-14. But to take a team like Arizona, who is like Washington in many, many, many ways, and that is to say they are a team that is focused on the process, and their process is about being fast. It's about being physical. It's about playing consistently hard. It is about bringing an energy and a mentality to the game. And Jonathan Gannon, by and large, has done a good job of that over the last year and change. This is a team that, by the way, beat the crap out of the Rams 2 weeks ago. They did what they just got done to them, to Washington. Like, this is not a bad football team. They have some serious problems, it looks like, defensively. Offensively, though, they put up 40 just a couple of weeks ago. And they rolled down the field on that first drive. And then Washington was like, all right, you had your fun. Here we go. And yeah, Tressway did punt. Yeah, Jaden Daniels did throw his first interception of his career. Didn't matter. They just kept rolling. And they just kept finishing. And they just kept pounding the ever-living daylight out of the Arizona Cardinals until there was nothing left of them by the end. And to see the Commanders so quickly get where Dan Quinn wants them from a play style standpoint, the thing they have talked about caring about more than anything else this season, is beautiful. It is refreshing to say, hey, these things that you say you care about, you actually are accomplishing them. And you also see why they care about them, because they lead to winning. This is still the same level of talent football team that played in week one and got dump trucked by Tampa. This is the same team that battled from a talent standpoint to barely beat a kickerless New York Giants team in week two. It's the same team that 6 days prior had obviously done really well, but giving up a bunch of big plays, and thus the final score was fairly close on Monday Night Football. And we kind of looked past, oh, the defense, because the offense was so good. And on Sunday, it's the same talent. It is just playing better because everyone is playing with the intensity. Everyone is playing with the effort. And maybe it's not every snap, and there are certain things that still need to be cleaned up. Obviously, giving up nearly 6 yards a carry is not ideal. There are things offensively that they're going to want to do better, I'm sure, although good luck identifying them easily. They put up 42. But they have now established a baseline of what it means to put on that uniform and go out and perform on a Sunday. And if they do it at this level, which is going to be hard, it doesn't mean they figured it out forever and we're on a start the decade run of competitiveness now. Like, that'd be sick, but that's unreasonable to say with any kind of confidence. But they showed you what they can do. That playing this hard, playing this way, can take another team who has the same exact goals, and if you do it better than them, you can break them. You can absolutely destroy their spirit. And that is what happened yesterday. And it was, for, if you were rooting for the team in burgundy and gold, absolutely beautiful to watch.
Number two.
Of course, it helps when your rookie quarterback can't seem to do something wrong. Okay, sure. He made one bad throw that got picked. I haven't gotten a chance to watch back the full offensive tape yet. I'm sure I'll find a couple of snaps where he does something that's not perfect. But man, it's really easy to break someone, or it's a lot easier, I should say. I shouldn't say it's easy. It's easier to break someone's spirit in the way that the Commanders did when you are just consistently either inching forward or getting chunk yardage forward. You are constantly just the aggressor, attack, attack. And they're able to do that because Jaden Daniels makes correct decisions and does so at a rate that is stunning. I texted with a couple of my buddies in the national media yesterday, just kind of get their feel for certain things. And, you know, you had some people talking about the processing speed and how incredibly impressed they are with him. And, you know, you have others talking about how detailed this offense is. You have the efficiency comes up, and it just comes back to the fact that Jaden is continually doing the right things. And I think what's been fun to watch, and we'll talk about this a little bit more next with the Cliff side of this equation, is they've adapted and evolved the offense week over week over week. And thus he has had to slash is, which one's chicken, which one's egg, I think is up for debate. But they week over week are watching their quarterback get better, right? This is not the same quarterback that we saw week one. And that's not to say that the kid we saw week one was bad. Like, he had a pretty nice debut. Definitely some things to be desired. Week two, hyper efficient, but no balls vertically down the field. Ton of screen passes. Like, okay, are they going to open it up? They get a couple of huge plays last week against Cincinnati. And then yesterday, he's just dicing the Arizona Cardinals from the pocket like he's been in the league for 12 years. Like, what was that? What it was awesome. He just was back there like, this is where the ball's supposed to go now. Zing. This is where the ball's supposed to go now. Zip. This is where the ball. Oh, crap. There's a guy coming. Let me fade back. Throw off platform as I fall backwards to Luke McCaffrey. And the best throw he's made all season so far. Well, at least maybe the second best outside that touchdown to Terry where he gets smashed in the face against Cincinnati. But he's doing stuff from the pocket. Off schedule, he is looking to keep his eyes down the field. That doesn't mean he's never going to run, nor should it mean he never runs, but he's looking to throw first. It's not drop the eyes. It's, okay, I got to get out of here. Where can I find a play down the field? And there's a couple in this game. Like, there's one where he flips the ball to Zach Ertz over the middle. Week one, he runs that. And yardage-wise, it might not make that much of a difference. And in fact, there's a chance that he gives up a bigger play, or that he could have made a bigger play because he's so dynamic as a runner. Or he flips it to Ertz, and Ertz gets 8-9 yards. But, like, let's take the 8-9 yards, live to see the next down, and not take an extra hit in the middle of the open field. Like, that's just good, fastidious football. And Jaden is making these improvements in seemingly real time. And that's the thing that I think is so outstanding about his season so far, is he just hasn't really made the same mistake twice. And that's pretty ridiculous for a young quarterback, especially against the Arizona defense that has had some pretty solid stretches this year, had played fairly disciplined, had played fairly, you know, confusing schemes and structures and things that can be a little trippy for a quarterback to figure out. And Jaden was just like, yeah, I'm good. I got this. And they dropped 42 on him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three.
And it helps when your offensive coordinator seems to have one hell of a plan, and Cliff Kingsbury stays in his bag. Your best assistant coach, arguably, in the NFL through 4 weeks, you can make an easy argument for Cliff Kingsbury. The way that he has guided Jaden into this season, the way that he is setting him up to shine, the way he is getting his playmakers the football in space, the way that the run game is meshing with the pass game, the way that Jaden has been, you know, put in different situations that he is very clearly ready for. And then there's just like some of the more schematic stuff where like Arizona defensively plays a lot of too high stuff, and they try to zone it up, and it's like, okay, we're going to have guys to cover over here and guys to cover over here. Okay, well then we're just going to overload one side of that, and then you're not going to have enough guys to cover anymore, and you're going to have some other guys that are over on the other side of the field just kind of scratching their ear going, hey, I don't got anything to do over here, coach. The play seems to be over there. Create numbers advantages, and that makes things really easy because ultimately someone's going to be open, and it's Jaden's job to find that guy, and he did time and time and time again. And then you have just this feeling during the game. It's like, is it going to be short? Is it going to be long? Is it going to be left? Is it going to be right? Two backs in the backfield. Is it McNichols? Is it Robinson? Are they going to run inside, outside? There's such a meticulous use of every blade of grass. Actually, here's a better way to put it. Every blade of grass is under threat at all times. You have to respect everything. And that means you can kind of bow up against nothing. You overload to stop the run. One, you can only overload to stop the run on one side of a run. That's immediately negated by the fact that Jaden Daniels can pull the ball on any shotgun run or boot on anything under center. And now if you overloaded to the left, you fake a handoff to the left, Jaden goes right, and now you got one of the most dangerous players in the NFL in space, and that's not good for a defense. You also expose yourself on the back end coverage-wise, and he's hit shots down the field. If you put, you know, more guys into coverage, they obviously run the ball right down your throat. And it's just beautiful the way Cliff has managed that, and he deserves a ton of credit, the detail they play with, and I also think that's the other part, right? This is a well-taught offense, not just a well-designed offense. I was listening to Colt McCoy on John Kimes' show last week, and Colt talked about how, you know, Cliff will say, like, hey, if I told you to line up on the inside, on the inside of the numbers, line up on the inside of the numbers, and they have a way of getting that across and making guys understand where they need to be, so they do it exactly right. And that maximizes each play. Each play is designed to work, but you have to run it the way it's designed for it to work. And they are running the things as designed. Guys are hitting their marks. They're doing their things. They're dialed in on the details in a way that is really impressive and is going to obviously help this team win football games. And that they have done so far. They are 3-1. Heading into the second quarter of the season. We have a defense to talk about and a couple of guys that deserve some major mega shout outs. And one big conclusion to wrap up our first and 10 next Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.